The latest State of Agriculture Commodity Markets report has been released by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, and it provides recommendations regarding the rules of international trade of food and agricultural products. Global trade of farm products is expected to rise, according to FAO, and there will be shifting patterns of trade and multiple sources of risks to global supplies. This new report argues that policies need to be drafted with an eye to improving countries' food security and other development objectives. Policymakers need to revisit the rules of global trade in order to achieve better balance between national priorities and the collective good. But to elaborate more on this is Jamie Morrison, a senior economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Morrison, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Could you first elaborate a bit on how global food trade has evolved over the past decade and some of the contributing factors to these changes?
Yeah, I think a first point to make is that global food trade has grown almost threefold over the past decade, and these rates of growth are projected to continue into the future. And what we're seeing is that some regions, such as Latin America, are likely to see further increases in net food exports, whilst others, such as Sub-Saharan Africa, Middle East and North Africa, are expected to see their quantities and value of food imports grow quite substantially over the next decade or so. These evolutions in trade patterns reflect changes in the structure of trade, which is happening much more between developing countries. This is driven by changing consumption patterns in developing countries as a result, for example, of growing populations, urbanization, income growth, but also by the ability of other developing countries to satisfy this growing demand. In the report, we see trade very much as playing an increasingly important role in efforts to reduce food insecurity across all regions of the globe.
The report emphasizes that the role of trade varies greatly with each country's characteristics, meaning the economy, the landholding structure of a country, agricultural development, and the degree of integration of farmers and global value chains. How should that influence the approach of all governments towards their international trade roles?
Well, the first point to note, I think, is that when it comes to the design of trade policy supportive of food security, there is no one-size-fits-all. And there are a number of reasons for this, which it's very important to understand, as these reasons have contributed to the difficulty in agreeing on a common set of trade rules to guide national trade policy. A first point is that the objectives of government's trade and related policy interventions differ widely across countries at different stages of development, and also these objectives will change over time as processes of development unfold. As economies develop and agriculture sectors become more commercialised, other priorities come into play. For example, we often see widening gaps between the incomes of people living in rural areas and those living in urban areas. And this is an important dilemma that governments face often, that agricultural and trade-related policy has potentially a key role to play. Further complicating the picture is that the way in which a country opens to trade affects the different dimensions of food security in very different ways, depending on the country-specific issues such as those that you elaborated on. So in formulating trade rules, we need to make a distinction between those policies which are used to address short-term transitory food security concerns, such as food shortages, domestic price increases, from those policies which are needed to support structural transformation of the economy in the longer term in a way that reduces levels of food insecurity. The difficulty is that these short-term and long-term policy approaches may not be complementary. What we try to do in the publication is to suggest that greater emphasis needs to be placed on longer-term consequences of policy interventions when formulating trade rules.
Views on international trade are quite polarized among countries. Some argue for free trade while others insist on a more cautious approach. What is FAO's position?
Unfortunately, what we find is that both sides have tended to simplify each other's arguments to portray them in extreme forms. So on the one hand, what we found in putting together the publication is in fact that there are elements of both arguments that we need to take into account. So FAO's position on this is that trade can work for food security, but there are associated risks that need to be managed. Opening to trade can certainly increase the availability of food in importing countries. It can exert downward pressure on consumer prices, and it can also afford opportunities for producers to benefit from expanding their levels of exports. However, it does bring with it potential risks that can undermine the important role that agriculture still plays in many countries, particularly those at lower levels of development. Countries have also become concerned recently, particularly following the era of increased food prices, about the reliability of global markets as a source of affordable food. And although we show that global markets tend to be less volatile than domestic markets. Greater reliance on international markets can leave countries vulnerable to the actions of other trading partners and also to short-term market shocks, for example, climatic shocks or political shocks. However, despite the risks, it seems to be fairly clear that greater participation in global trade is likely to become an increasingly important part of most countries' food security strategies. However, the process of opening to trade and its consequences will need to be appropriately managed if trade is to really work in favour of improved food security outcomes.
What are the main recommendations for governments that can be found in the report?
Trade policy formulation needs to be cognizant of the context in which it's designed and which it's implemented. To do this, we need stronger policy processes, both at the national level, but also at the multilateral level, where rules that guide government interventions are made. So by strengthening and building synergies between agricultural development processes and trade-related policy-making processes, this will be key to increasing the policy coherence which is required to make sure that trade works for food security. But for trade to work for improve food security, a major challenge is in balancing the differentiation between countries, which is advocated by the SDGs, with the concept of doing no harm to other countries, which is at the core of the multilateral trading system. And the current lack of coordination and coherence between the different policy processes is contributing not only to deadlocks in international trade negotiations, but also preventing the appropriate use of trade policy needed to allow both developed and developing countries to make the most effective use of the resources available to them in tackling global food insecurity.
Mr. Morrison, thank you so much.
Thank you.